It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's the AT&T Morning Line for the Kentucky Derby, the 2021 version. And on the phone, I have Gia Combs from the Derby Festival Princess Royal Court. How are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful this morning. How about you?
I'm great, but I'm not royalty.
Oh, you can be honorary, right?
I don't look that great in a dress, I'll be honest with you. So tell me, how did you get involved in the festivities, and how did you get the honor of being a part of the Royal Court for this year?
Yeah, so actually last year, me and the rest of the princesses from the Royal Court, we went through this application process. It goes from about 100 applicants throughout the state of Kentucky, gets narrowed down to 25 finalists, and then they pick five very lucky girls. And then a couple months later, as the festivities go on, with the traditional spin of the wheel, a queen is actually chosen. And I was just so lucky to have won this year. So very excited. It's a wonderful opportunity and scholarship program.
And you've got a great point there. This isn't done on favoritism, because it is definitely won by the spin of the wheel. That's totally a game of chance that way.
Yeah.
But the fact that you feel so honored, that's really nice.
Oh, of course. Yeah, to me, it's honestly just an honor to be one of these five girls. They inspire me. They're incredible. Some of the most hardworking and driven girls I've ever met in my life. So, you know, just to be able to stand up there with them is just an amazing opportunity for me.
Now, where do you hail from?
So I am actually from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm finishing up my undergraduate degree right now, and we'll be graduating in just a few weeks.
Oh, well, congratulations. Well, what will we be seeing you do as a professional?
So I'm actually entering the Masters of Education program at the university for counseling and personnel services, so hoping to go into clinical mental health counseling.
Oh, that's a great way to give back.
Yes, I'm super excited, hoping to work with kids, too.
A princess with a purpose.
Of course.
You could bill yourself as that, and you don't even have to charge me. I'll let you have that for free.
Thank you. That's a good tag. I love that.
So what are some of your responsibilities this year, Gia?
So as a princess, normally, you know, if we weren't in COVID times, we would attend over 70 events throughout the festival season, just acting as ambassadors for the city. So we've been so lucky to have been able to go to a few events in person this year. We've been to a few golf tournaments for KDF. We've been able to go to Little Sisters of the Poor and visit there. We even got to go to the governor's press conference Saturday to reveal some of the artwork for the festival this year. So it's been a really good opportunity. We still have a full calendar ahead, so we're just excited to be here and make some more memories and help celebrate, you know, this special time we have here in the city.
Do you have any advice for young ladies like yourself that are wanting to be ambitious and have a bright future?
Of course. Please follow your dreams and do not ever give up on those. You know, there will be obstacles. It will be tough, but it'll all be worth it in the end. So please follow your dreams. Dream big, and you can achieve anything you set your minds to.
That is Gia Combs from the 2021 Derby Festival Princess Royal Court. Happened to end up being the winner this year. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
It's the AT&T Morning Line, and we are Quixie 98.3.